This is Cry Justice with Judy Redlick, examining issues of importance to you, your family, and our community that the other media just won't cover. Now, here's Judy Redlick.
Today on Cry Justice, we're going to get away from the justice issues for a little while. Because sometimes we can look at the negative in our world and not think of the good things that God has allowed us to have or things we've been able to experience. I work with a lot of dysfunctional people, it seems, because we house homeless people at our shelters at New Life Evangelistic Center, and then the people that want to get into the two-year training program, we're training them in broadcasting and other office skills. And sometimes I feel like it's starting from scratch from everyone, and I see the injustices that many of these folks have gone through because maybe they've come from a broken home, maybe they've been abused as a child, and it really weighs heavily on me. Because I see that the rich upper class, the city fathers, don't really care about that population of people. I'll give you another example. My radio show's on every day, and my TV show's on once a week, so I do a lot of interviews. And sometimes I'll come out of those interviews just feeling so burdened because of the injustices people have to suffer. I remember one day I did an interview with the American Decency Association, and they were talking about all the stores and stuff that were carrying Abercrombie and Fitch catalogs and how teenagers were so susceptible to them. And then I went to an interview talking about voter apathy. I was just, by the end of the day, just so wiped out. So instead of looking at intense justice issues today, I'd like to just take some time to thank God for the wonderful blessings that He's given all of us. How many of you wake up every day and think of one good thing or two good things that God did for you the day before? I began to look at good things happening in my life as miracles and begin thanking God for it, no matter how big or how little it is. You know, it's so often easy to thank God for the big things that happen to your life. But what about the little things like even getting up in the morning, taking your first breath that day, being able to eat a bowl of cereal or whatever you eat for breakfast? And I think that if we see the good things that happen in our lives is just things that happen, we begin taking life more and more and more for granted. Rather than, if we see those little things as miracles happening in our life, then we give praise to where praise is due, to God. I know you don't want to hear me talk all day, so I'm going to go to a song. Now, this song is from the album, The Glory of Your Presence, and it's by the Alleluia Worship Band. The song that we're going to play is All Hail King Jesus. That was from the Glory of Your Presence album by the Alleluia Worship Band. I don't know where I got that. Somebody gave me that CD. I have no clue if you can still get it, but it's a great CD. There's a little song that my husband learned when he was in Nigeria, and it said, expect a miracle every day. Expect a miracle when you pray. If you believe, then God will find a way to perform a miracle for you each day. And it's such simple words that the Nigerians sang, but it's such a powerful message. Because we can either look at our lives as half full or half empty. And I'll tell you what, I want to live the fullest of my life. And I encourage you, if you've had a pretty negative year, a pretty negative life, you feel like maybe nobody cares about you, nobody loves you, you feel like you haven't gotten the breaks, well, I'll tell you, God wants to change all that, but the only way He can start doing that in your life is if you begin praising Him for the things that you do have. And I'm sure that all of us can think of things that we don't have, but I'm sure if we think hard enough, we can think of things that we do have that God has really, truly, richly blessed us with. Think about that a little bit. And here's another song from the Glory of Your Presence album by the Alleluia Worship Band. The name of it is As High as the Heavens. This song is based on Psalm 103, verses 1 to 12.
Thank you.
Maybe you're saying to me, well, this is all new to me. How do I praise God in my situation? Maybe I have a handicap, or maybe I can't read very well, or maybe I don't have the education, or maybe I don't have a job right now, or I don't have enough food. How can I ever praise God? Because He was the one that allowed all this to happen. But you know what? He wasn't. Many times our circumstances come about because of our own actions, and we fail to see that. But a lot of it just came from plain old sin. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Doesn't matter if you do a lot of good works, but if we're all sinners, and that's what God's Word says, then we fall short of God's glory. But in Romans 6:23 it says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And when you decide that you want to begin praising God for who He is, for the things He wants to do and can do in your life, and when you decide that you want to renounce your sins and ask Jesus to forgive your sins and come into your life, you know what He does? He takes all those old rotten sins and He wipes them away, just like a kid with a magic slate. You write all over it, scribble all over it, and then you lift up the top page and put it back down and it's blank. And that's what He wants to do in our lives every day. And as we ask Him to do that, forgive our sins and come into our lives and give us a brand new life, then what He'll do is He'll help us begin more to see the joys rather than the trials in our world. And He'll help us also to see that as we trust Him through the trials, we will see the victory. Hey, let's go to another song. I like to listen to old records, and somebody gave me a whole box of real, real old 33 RPMs. And so last night, I got some out, and we're listening to some of the music on them, and I decided to pick a couple of songs from this Lutheran choir who did some traditional Thanksgiving hymns. Now we're going to hear one that I grew up with and loved as a child, Now Thank We All Our God.
Thank you.
what kind of people do you like to be around? Do you like to be around happy people? People that are always looking on the bright side? Or do you like to be around grumpy people? People that are always saying, well, I can't do this, and this doesn't work out. And, you know, I tried that, and I couldn't get that job. And, well, I tried this too, and it just didn't make a difference for me. Which kind of people do you like to be around? Well, think about the Lord. Now, what kind of people would He like to be around? Would He like to be around grump pots? Or would He like to be around people that are lifting Him up for what He does, and people that are putting the best construction on life and going through life knowing that God's got their life in His hands? Well, I'll tell you what, I like to be around people that are joyful, people that encourage me because of the joy in their heart and because they have a positive outlook on life. Think about it a little bit. Here's a verse that I'd like to read you from Psalm 34. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. Isn't that exciting? God can deliver you from all of your troubles, all of your fears. Sometimes, I know every day I go through it. Right now I'm working on Channel 24 New Year's Telethon, and I've got to line up like 15 hours of talent, and all the phone operators, the camera crews, and everything else that goes into putting together a telethon. And I just have been resigned that my office is the only one that gets involved with a telethon. And everybody else on the camera crews and stuff might show up the day of the telethon. But I can't really depend on them to do anything in advance. And it used to really bum me out. I used to think, man, can't anybody else help in this major project? I mean, we want to raise $150,000, $200,000. And why can't the rest of the people on the TV staff at KNLC TV 24 lend a hand? Well, if I look too hard at that, then I lose sight of my goal and I can't focus on putting together a good telethon. But it's much better and less stressful to me if I just thank God for the opportunity to do it and then pray and then work on it and work on it with my office, and we all just work together on it and involve people in the community. And by the end of the telethon, there's probably like 1,000 people involved in it in some way or another, and the money is raised. But if I would have fretted and fumed about it, nothing would have been done. The telethon would have been terrible, or we'd have to cancel half of it, and nobody would have had a good time in the process. So that is just a little example. I think of my family. You know, you can think so much about your children. You can think, oh, if only David would study harder, he could get better grades. And, oh, if only he wouldn't take so long to do his homework. And if I could only see, I could help him with his math better. Yeah, that's true. But if we help him see the fun side of homework, if there is a fun side, or the bright side of getting it done in less the time, if he stops complaining about it, then he can play with his Star Wars or whatever, then the kid has a better time, we have a better time, and things get done quicker. The last song I'd like to share with you is written and produced by a guy named Frank Wagner from Belleville, Illinois. Hope you like it as much as I do.
You are so worthy, worthy, worthy. Full control, wherever you will lead, I will follow. I have chosen the choice to listen to your voice. Wherever you will lead, I will go. You are so worthy, worthy. Joy It is you that we adore. Your compassions are new day by day. And for us you gave your life to be a perfect sacrifice. And to you these are the words we want to say. You are so worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. You are so worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Being in a valley that's low, or by a peaceful shore, I will sing of your loving grace. You're the love of our life, you're the life of our love, and it's you, you alone we give the praise. You are so worthy, worthy, worthy to. You are so worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. It is you who gives us joy, and it's you that we adore. Your compassions are new day by day. And for us you gave your life to be a perfect sacrifice. And to you these are the words we want to say. Lord, you're so worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. You are so
a more grateful heart? Do you want to have a more fulfilled life? Is Jesus Christ really first in your life? Because you know what? He's the only one that can help you become thankful. And I want to pray with you right now that God would give you a grateful heart and that you would realize that He gives us blessings. He gives us challenges. But through those challenges, as we believe Him and look to Him, we can see the mountains melt. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to give the people that are listening to this program right now that might feel depressed, that might feel like all they see is negatives and they don't see anything positive happening in their life, I ask them to you to give them joy and peace and fill that void where they felt like they weren't loved or they aren't loved now with your love, because your love is never ending. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I pray that God has given you some encouragement today. Encouragement to be thankful, to be grateful, as you praise God for who He is and who He has created you to be. He will show you the unique personality that you have. And as you again continue to praise Him, He'll start showing you the bright side of life rather than the dull, grumpy side of life. And guess what's going to happen? That root of bitterness that might have sprung up in you when you were a child, it talks about it in Hebrews 12. It'll start diminishing. It'll start erasing because you're giving God the glory for everything that's happened in your life rather than letting the negative parts of your life get the better of you. If you missed part of this show, or if you'd like to tell others to tune into it, it'll soon be on the archives in the demand section on acbradio.org. And then you click on V for visit the on-demand section. Then you click on See for Cry Justice. It'll say Cry Justice with Judy Redlich. Click there. And then you'll see some of the most recent shows that we've aired on Cry Justice. I'm going to leave you with this poem. Is it representative of what your house is like on Thanksgiving? I roped my husband Ray into reading this poem for you.
The Night of Thanksgiving. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards, I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat and white. But I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. I gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots, beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky, with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all! Pass the cranberries, please!" May your stuffing be tasty, may your turkey be plump, may your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump, may your yams be delicious, may your pies take the prize, may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off of your thighs. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thanks a lot for tuning in to this edition of Cry Justice. Hope you'll join me next time. We're going to go back to covering another justice issue. Hope you didn't mind the diversion too much. Will you join me in choosing to make each day a day of Thanksgiving in your life? This is Cry Justice. I'm Judy Redlich. Email me with your comments to knlc24judy@hearshelpnet.org. Please join me next time.